So as we come to this last day, these last days of Advent and preparation, I just remember being in seminary, and every month we had a retreat or a day of recollection. So sometimes we would start Friday afternoon and go to Sunday morning, or Saturday morning to Sunday afternoon. And the retreat master each time would remind us that that morning, those last few hours, don't give up. You know, and if you go away on a retreat somewhere for a weekend and maybe it ends on Sunday at lunchtime, the morning time is usually spent like cleaning your room, gathering your belongings, and you can start to leave in your mind and your heart from the retreat. But it's often those last moments when the Lord does his most powerful work. And so maybe this day today would be those last hours of our retreat, this Advent retreat, that maybe so many of the other preparations are done, and we rethink that we are really ready and that we've done all we can to receive Jesus tomorrow night, then maybe the Lord has more for us. So we want to really just focus in and hone in today on what the Lord's doing, what he's asking of us. This prophecy of Malachi, that he is like the refiner's fire. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. This is the whole mission and purpose of our life, to offer due sacrifice to the Lord. What is remaining in our hearts that needs to be refined and purified? Let this day be the day that we give our all to the Lord, that we allow him to purify us, refine us, so that tomorrow night when he comes, we will truly be ready and then be able to offer him our due sacrifice.